Welcome to CW Today, a daily 5-minute program dedicated to helping women with their life relationships. Hosted by veteran ladies conference speaker and the editor of Christian Womanhood magazine, Mrs. Loretta Walker. The closer a woman's heart is to the heart of God, the better able she is to thrive in her relationships with others. In that spirit, here's the host of CW Today, Mrs. Loretta Walker.
Well, last time we're going to talk about Circle the Wagons, reminding you that back when the pioneers were going across the United States, they'd circle the wagons and get all the wagons would get in a big circle to protect the inside of it. Well, today we're going to talk about the most important keep that I think there is in circling the wagon is to keep your heart. Keep your heart. Of course, the verse is Proverbs 4:20. Keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. Then again in Deuteronomy 4:9, only take heed to thyself and keep thy soul diligently, lest thou forget the things which thine eyes have seen, and lest they depart from thy heart all the days of thy life, but teach them thy sons and thy sons' sons. So keeping your heart will keep your soul diligent, and then you can have the freedom to teach your son and your son's sons. But what I think about when I say keep your heart, circle the wagons, let's put the wagons around our heart to keep our spirit right. Too often, we allow things to come in that interfere with our spirit. You know, like we read things on the newspaper that hurts our spirit and hurts and makes us feel bad. Then can I tell you another thing that contaminates your spirit is wrong friends. Some of you have some really negative friends, and you need to have very limited times with those friends because they influence you in the wrong way. Has your husband ever said to you, have you been around such and such? Hey, if he does, then you know somebody's rubbing off on you, and it's not in a good way. So we need to be careful about who we let influence our spirit, our heart. When I think about that, I also think about protecting our spirit and circling the wagons around our spirit by being careful about what we read and listen to on social media. You know, when you go on that social media, when I start reading something that's on one of the social media sites, and if it's negative, if somebody's blasting somebody or somebody's saying something wrong, I stop reading because I don't want them to influence me to think wrong about that person if I know the person. I don't want them to influence me to my day to make me feel, oh, isn't that sad that those things happen? Because there's nothing I can do with them. There's no solution. Some of the problems that we see on social media are things that there's no solutions to them. So why read about them and it hurts our spirit and makes us feel down? Like, how could God let things like that happen? You know, and so I'm protecting my spirit when I do that. Sometimes there's certain people in my life that if I'm in a downtime, I don't answer the phone if they are calling me because I'm afraid they're going to be making me feel more down. They're going to get me down more. And I don't need that. So sometimes you just need to protect your spirit. And by doing that, you're keeping your heart. You circle the wagons around your spirit, ladies, to keep people from outside influences to come in and affect you. Because when they affect you, like Deuteronomy said, then you're not going to be able to teach your son or your son's sons any good because you're so down and out yourself. So all these things, circle the wagons. What a wonderful thought to protect your eyes, protect your tongue, protect your feet, and most of all, to protect your heart. And if you'll do that, hey, you're going to have a better life. And what's more, and what I long for mostly for you, is for you to have a better spirit so that you can be a better you for your home and your church. That's what's the most important. Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice.
Thanks, Miss Loretta. CW Today is a production of Faith Music Radio. For additional material about Loretta Walker, CW Today, and about Christian Womanhood magazine, visit Faith Music Radio online at www.faithmusicradio.com.